The humanitarian community in Syria is struggling. The needs continue to grow. It has now gone from 2.5 million people in need to over 4 million people in need in the last couple of months. The refugee numbers have doubled. We're now well over 500,000 refugees in the neighbouring countries. And sadly, the situation continues to deteriorate. It's becoming more and more difficult just to do the very basic things to help people to survive. And sadly, people are losing hope because they just see more violence on the horizon. They just see a further deterioration in the situation.
How difficult is it for OCHA to convince the neighboring countries that have been receiving Syrian displaced to keep taking more?
In the first instance, these countries don't have to be convinced by us. They have generously opened their borders in spite of all of the challenges that that faces. These countries are a model for humanity and commitment because it is costing them hugely to allow these people to flee into their countries. But they have given the imperative, they have prioritized giving people safe refuge and then dealing with the consequences. What we're focused on is mobilizing financial support for these refugees, because if we don't, then they become an even bigger burden on these countries who are hosting them. So from our perspective as humanitarians, we're not having to spend our time to convince countries to open their borders, because these countries have taken that responsibility onto themselves, and we have to applaud them for that. But the burden sharing internationally is not there. They're not getting the support that they deserve from the rest of the international community, who are only being asked to give funding support, not being asked to host refugees in anything like the numbers that these neighbouring countries are doing.
Does OCHA see a bright spot in 2013?
We hope. We hope that there will be a better mobilisation of interventions to prevent rather than having to respond. In too many places, we find ourselves involved in humanitarian response that could have been prevented. So there has to be more focus on development and helping people to cope and survive and build their lives and their livelihoods, rather than allowing them to become so fragile that any shock causes them to become dependent on aid.